Good morning. Well, my name's Richard Crocker. I have a very soft spot for Scotland. I grew up in England, but my grandmother is Scottish. We went to Scotland briefly on our honeymoon. Our son studied at St. Andrews, but most of all, it was on a Crusaders Union holiday on the lower slopes of Ben Nevis that I gave my life to Christ nearly 50 years ago. And so that a moment and that experience has stood with me, and it's great to be here in Scotland and with St. Thomas's right now. So, praise the Lord for God at work. EFAC, the Evangelical Fellowship in the Anglican Communion. I want to give you three words that explain what we do and why we're around. The first word is Bible. We believe that the Bible is the Word of God. It's the supreme authority for Christians. And have you noticed that there is a struggle for the Bible today? Have you noticed that? I just need you to respond to me. I'm telling you, if you haven't noticed it, there is a struggle for the Bible in our churches today. There is a struggle to accept it as Paul did and as Paul taught. Did you ever read these words in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2? Paul writes to that young church, "We thank God continually because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God which is at work in you." The Bible is the word of God. EFAC stands for that. And I know that just as in the United States where we now live, so also in this land, the church is finding it difficult to say we stand for the Bible. The second word I want to give you is the word gospel. We stand for the preaching of the gospel. Did you know that the preaching of the gospel is under threat and challenged in the church today? Did you know that? Some of you know that. That's good. Because it is. And once again, Paul can write, "The message of the cross is foolishness for those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." EFAC stands for the gospel which is founded in the cross of Jesus Christ. And the third word I want to give you is mission. Did you know that as a church you do not have to hunt for a mission? Because it is not that God's church has a mission, but that God's mission has a church. It's not that the gospel needs the church, but the church needs the gospel. And the gospel has a people, not the people has a gospel. So that's us, Bible, gospel, and mission. John Stott started us in 1961. It had with the aims of developing the biblical resources and encouragement that are needed throughout the Anglican family. And it has seen great accomplishments over the years. We're not a political organization like GAFCON, although we support those in GAFCON. We're not an institution like the Episcopal Church, although we support evangelicals in the Episcopal Church or wherever they're to be found in the Anglican family. But EFAC had a little dormant period. And so this time last year, my wife and I started as I as General Secretary and she as Communication Director, and 8 nations had EFAC chapters. EFAC is made up of member nations. Australia, New Zealand, Nigeria, the USA, yes, and England, we've just heard about the Church of England Evangelical Council, Wales, Ireland, Scotland, not so much. We're seeking to restart EFAC in Scotland. Can I get an amen for that?
Amen.
Can I get a louder amen for that? That's better. All right, thank you. Because we know that, just as I've said, the Anglican Communion is facing this worldwide struggle for its biblical and Reformation heritage. But we know that when people get it right, the Anglican way has proved powerful for the gospel, powerful for the mission of the church around the world. And we aim to encourage and build that up. So, I'm going to hand over to Carolyn after that introduction. But brothers and sisters, we look to see Scotland taking its part in this great relaunching and re-energizing of Bible, gospel, and mission through the Anglican family. Amen?
Amen?
Louder, amen?
Amen?
That's better. Thank you.
Hi. As he said, I'm Carolyn. I'm actually the communications director, which means I talk a lot, but I'll try not to. I did want to bring you what I believe is perhaps an insight from the Lord. We are told in Scripture to comfort with the comfort with which we've been comforted. And I know that in my life and also in your lives, you and I were asked to leave Egypt, to leave the place where we are comfortable, where we know we have a home. All right, we're slaves, but you know, that's beside the point. And you know, we get our daily food and to go out into the wilderness where all we have is God to follow. And that's a tough decision to make, and I want to congratulate every one of you because you did it. And now you're in the wilderness. So what do you do? And I got to tell you, this is the same journey that Richard and I were asked to embark on under 2 years ago. We were actually on sabbatical in England at the time. And the Lord spoke to both of us through the same verse in a church service. We both noticed the same verse. We didn't talk about it till afterwards when we were having coffee. And Richard said, "Did you notice that verse?" And I said, "Yeah, I noticed it." And he basically said, "You're going to go through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm going to be a stream to you, and that's going to well up." And we thought, well, we don't know what that means. We're having a good time, you know. We had by that time left and found a new property because in America they take your church and they take your rectory. So we were, you know, we were like, no, we've already been through it. We're done. Well, we were wrong. We got back and we found ourselves without a job, without an income, without a home. Both our cars broke down, and we even had to give away our dog temporarily. And I was like, Lord, you know, what were you thinking of? And in fact, we had to move in with my parents, where my father was then diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer. And so we were going through the valley of the shadow of death, no doubt about it. And I've got to say, it was the best time of our lives. And why was that? Because as we were in the wilderness, there was the cloud in front of us. And there was the pillar of fire behind us. Every morning, we prayed together, we read the word, and God spoke to us personally. We felt his presence with us every step of the way. And so what I want to encourage you to do, if you're not doing it already, is don't miss the cloud and the fire. Read the Bible, pray together, Because if you don't, you might miss what he's saying to you. And man, it fills you up. And well, we found that we walked through this wilderness, just over a year ago, my father died. 3 days before he died, he turned to Christ, so that was amazing and wonderful. A week after he died, between his death and the funeral, Richard was called to lead EFAC. He'd been looking for a job the whole time, hadn't found anything, and oh, there we are. So we knew that God was saying, okay, on to your journey, now that you've learned to listen to me, and don't forget what you learned. I didn't know what EFAC was, so I looked it up, and I thought, wow, this is really an exciting idea. What it is EFAC Global is an organization that is meant to serve and vitalize national EFAC chapters, of which CEC is one. And those are then meant to serve and vitalize the bishops and ministers, who then serve and vitalize the congregations. Well, that's incredibly strategic to be able to do that and to keep them rooted in the Word of God. And so I said, you know what, I'm in. I'm going to be doing this with you, and we're going to put it on the website. Well, we didn't have a website at the time. We are going to get a website. We are going to get addresses. We are going to get newsletters going out every month. And since then, what we have encountered is an avalanche of God's blessing. It has been incredible. In just 1 year, we went from 8 chapters, some of which were struggling, so I don't know, you can't even really call them chapters, to 25 countries saying, please, we want to have an EFAC chapter, come and see us. We have seen over 800 people subscribing to our newsletter. We have bishops from all over the world writing to us with prayer requests, and an intercessory team from all over the world praying for the whole world. So the whole world has come into that fellowship of evangelicals together. And I've got to tell you, yes, Scotland too. The needs of your church in Scotland have gone out to the world, and they are praying for you. And if you want to join our intercessory team, you can sign up and you can pray for them. So I'm very excited about what the Lord is doing through EFAC. I just wanted to share that. We are actually sending around a sign-up sheet. If you want to get our monthly emails, sign up there and I'll put you on. You won't get the prayer letters automatically. You'll have to email me and tell me you want those, because I don't want to really annoy people by sending them too much. So if you just sign up, you're going to get once a month an informational email. At the back, there are a few gifts. If you want, there's an EFAC pen, which in microscopic letter tells you what our website is. So if you get out your magnifying glass, you'll be able to see what our website is. But you can find it other places as well, and Dave would be pleased to tell you. So that's what I have.
All right. Just one or two other freebies. If there are any left, we have the EFAC trifold. We have the EFAC pen with the amazing light at the end of it. And we have some free sticky notes, which I can't find right now.
There's only 4 brochures, so if you want one of those, I could just say 1, 2, 3, and you could run.
And then here's the final thing, your test. The website address is efacglobal.org. And I want you to repeat that back to me so you get it in your head. What is our website address? One more time. There you'll find all that we have about EFAC and what's happening around the world. Brothers and sisters, we covet your prayer and your support. Thank you for allowing us to make this presentation.